just got a few minutes to have a chat with John Stensholt from the Australian Financial Review. It was announced a couple of hours ago that by the Australian Competition Tribunal at the Federal Court in Melbourne, that Tabcorp's $11 billion merger with Tats Group has been approved. John, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
John, obviously here at Sky Sports Radio, we are owned by Tabcorp, so we put that out there. I think everyone knows anyway. But can you tell us what it means, the announcement today by the Competition Tribunal?
Well, it's a substantial win for Tabcorp, really. Tabcorp's, you know, gone out on a limb, I suppose, to put forward this merger. It's gone through 8 months of work, really, since it was announced its intention last October. Taken it to the tribunal, faced a lot of opposition from Racing Victoria, Racing.com, Crownbet, the ACCC also said that it wasn't in the public interest. Despite all that, Tabcorp have persevered and won the battle, really. The tribunal's decision was pretty strong. It really only put one condition on the merger, and that was the divestment of something in its Queensland gaming business odyssey that Tabcorp had always suggested it would do. So it's a very big win, I think.
And for Tabcorp and for this announcement today, what does it mean? What happens, do you feel, with Tats? How does it all unfold now that approval has been given?
Look, there'll be shareholder vote scheme of arrangement that'll have to be taken. There'll be, you know, various other regulatory hurdles to get over, particularly sort of racing bodies. But given that most of them already have, just about all of them have already given the approval, given the backing to the deal, really, that's pretty perfunctory stuff. So it'll take a few months to take effect, but really, I reckon, yeah, by the time Spring Carnival comes around, it's probably just about done. So, and then from there, you'll go through a whole big process. There'll be a lot of work still to come. You'll see the Unitab, the Tats wagering business, you know, gradually take over the Tab brand, things like that as well. You know, they've talked about move to national pooling, so on and so forth. So there's a lot of water that's still under the bridge from a wagering point of view, but it's a huge win, and this one's been a long time in the making.
It certainly has. So basically today, the Competition Tribunal has said that there's no negatives about a partnership of Tabcorp and Tats.
Exactly right. And with Sky Racing, from a broadcast point of view as well, there's no conditions on that service either. And that was one of the potential sticking points of the decision. There was a lot of thought that there may be some conditions imposed around exclusivity of contracts and the vision being beamed into venues, pubs and clubs around the country as well. But none of that happened. So it's a really big win, I think, for Tabcorp.
John, thanks for your time this afternoon. Just wanted to get an update. Obviously, high interest because we are owned by Tabcorp, but it's certainly been a major announcement today by the Australian Competition Tribunal in Melbourne. Thanks for your time, John.
Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, John. John Stensholt there from the Australian Financial Review. You can read more detail in the Fin Review and online. But repeating, Tabcorp's $11 billion merger with Tats Group has been approved today by the Australian Competition Tribunal.